game seven? What's going through your head right now?
Excitement. This is the this is one of the best sporting events you can be part of, I think, is a game seven, especially at this time of the year. So, you know, not too many people probably thought we were going to be here after going down 0-2 in the series. You know, those guys played very desperate last game and forced a game seven, and here we are. So it's something you embrace, something you, you dream of. You know, we got one win away from getting to the finals, so it's very exciting.
Steve, how long do these particular game sevens take to just turn into a hockey game? When does all the initial excitement wear off, or does it?
As soon as the puck drops, it's game on. So, I mean, it's, you know, you lean on your past experience. We have a ton of it in this room. You know, a lot of it in game sevens and in conference finals, too. So we're going to lean on that, and then, you know, everyone's going to follow the guys that have been there before. So it'll be exciting. For some of us, this is our first, you know, game seven at home in the conference final. So you work all year to get this opportunity to be in front of your home fans and to build off the atmosphere. And we can't wait.
A few of the guys yesterday were
physically compared to game six.
You know, we know we have to be better. That's there's no doubt about that. We've watched the tape. We've gone over the game plan, and you know, I don't think there's a lot that needs to be said when you get into a scenario like this. So we'll elevate our game. There's no doubt about that.
A few of the guys yesterday saying game seven, you can't ride the highs too high or the lows too low. It's a big stage, but you have to almost be cognizant of not letting the emotion get too much there.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. We've seen in this series where, you know, teams get off to a quick start and then another team battles back. I mean, it's just because, you know, something doesn't go your way at the beginning, you know, it's not over, and vice versa. So that's the emotion of a game seven. You can't really predict what's going to happen early on in games, but you stay the course, and the team that I think sticks to the game plan more consistently tonight is the team that's going to be on top.
Steven, through the first four games, it didn't matter. Home ice didn't matter last year. How much more does it matter now for game seven?
Well, I mean, listen, again, you work as hard as we did this year and put up the points that we did to have this opportunity if it came. And it's here. I think you could see, you know, game five and six, you know, the home team's feeding off the energy of the crowd. I thought for us in game five that was huge, and we saw it for them in game six. So we expect the same from our fans tonight. It's going to be wild in here, and I think we'll be able to feed off that.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.